The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
Hello, my name is Sim Wee Boon from The Morning Run, and with me today is Dr. Tan Ee Sion. She's here to talk about the benefits of telehealth and telemedicine. Now, Dr. Tan, how does telehealth and telemedicine improve access to healthcare?
Both terms are often used interchangeably, but telehealth has progressed to cover a broader range of today's digital healthcare activity and services. Telehealth uses telecommunication technology to deliver care-related services that support patient care, administrative activity, and health education. There are usage of technology, but not necessarily digital. In fact, telehealth started in Malaysia way back in the 1970s, when medical doctors assisted patients with self-hemodialysis at home and in the office via analog phone. For telemedicines, it refers to exchanging medical information from different sites via electronic communications to support patients' health. Today, telemedicine uses high technologies and telecommunication systems to allow doctors to provide medical diagnosis and treatment to patients remotely through secure online platform.
How is telehealth being used to make mental health care more accessible?
Given the initiative of expanding telecommunication services in the country, telehealth is not limited to urban area but to rural area. Telehealth allows patients at smaller, less resourced hospitals to access specialists based at larger regional facilities. Examples like disease monitoring for mental health and chronic disease monitoring. Telehealth allows individuals with disability, anxiety, and depression to stay connected with medical psychology through secure telecommunication channels and platform. In the recent IMU Digital Health Awareness campaign, we saw talented students share great ideas on tackling the most pressing healthcare issues, such as mental health, obesity, and rural healthcare in Malaysia today using ICT and digital health elements. We also see the efforts from the Ministry of Health Malaysia to expand the current usage of MySejahtera to include mental health hotline and information related to mental health.
That was Dr. Tan Ee Sion, the Program Director for Bachelor of Digital Health at IMU. I'm Sim Wee Boon from The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.